Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Chris Dickens. I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have helped over 5,000 children find their forever home. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping both birth families and adoptive families grow through the adoption process is important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Freeland, and our adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. And I am honored today to be taking the role of interviewer, as our guest today is Jennifer Jaworski, who you have come to know as the podcast aficionado of Adoption Associates. So welcome, Jennifer. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm in a different seat today. It feels totally different, but I appreciate you, Chris, for stepping up as we continue the Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates series. It would be a little difficult for me to interview myself. So
absolutely.
I so appreciate you jumping in to do this.
Well, it is an honor for our listeners to get to know more about you and your role within the agency, aside from doing the weekly podcast, which has been an amazing success. So if you're okay, I think we'll jump in.
Absolutely.
So why don't we start off by having you tell us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates?
Okay, so I've been with Adoption Associates now for 12 years, and I was hired as a birth mother caseworker in our Saginaw location at the time, and that meant that I worked directly with women experiencing unplanned pregnancies to assist them as they explored adoption as an option and made a plan for their baby through picking an adoptive family and all of those wonderful things. That was my role for several years, and it continues to today. In addition, a few years into my time with the agency, I began also providing home study work and working with adoptive families to prepare them for the process of adopting, which was a blessing for me as well, to be able to work both sides, the birth mother and the adoptive family, was fantastic, and kind of gave me some unique perspective, I think, from both directions. And so now I am currently the director of our Mid-Michigan office, which is a new and growing office in Freeland. We're located in Saginaw County, and maybe a little bit later in the podcast we'll have more time to talk about that.
Yes, would love to. Your time with Adoption Associates has been amazing because, like you said, you have been able to work on both sides of this gift that, you know, and this passion that we surround ourselves in every day. And I know just from watching you work, that's been a gift to both birth families and adoptive families. So that's wonderful.
Thank you.
On a more personal level, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'd love to. I am married to my husband, Stephen. We have been married about 12 years as well. That was kind of always fun for me. I like to say that my wedding anniversary and my anniversary with the agency are literally within, I think, you know, 45, 60 days of each other. So I can't forget one or the other.
Exactly.
And we live in the Mid-Michigan area. We've lived here since we were married. I have two sons, Jackson and Parker. Jackson is now 9 and Parker is 5. So outside of Adoption Associates, there's not a dull moment ever with my family and all of the extracurriculars that we do. Any free time that I have, I'm a big dog lover. We have a golden retriever mix at home and love doing things that involve him, local activities, parades, things of that nature. Love to garden, have some flower beds at home, home decor sort of stuff too. So yeah, a little bit of everything. That's who I am.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's kind of stepping back into a little bit more of your professional life now. Can you talk to us about what drew you to working in the field of adoption?
Well, I tell a lot of different people that when I came to the work of adoption, I really felt like I knew nothing at all. Adoption was kind of new and fresh to me. But Jane Barman, our executive director at the time that I was hired, I remember her asking me about my personal experience, if I had any with adoption. And, you know, I said, no, I don't think I do. And then the more we talked, I realized that I did. And it wasn't a lot of experience, but she says, no, that totally counts. And so I think it was just not an in-your-face sort of experience. But I had a childhood friend growing up who was an adoptee. You know, we were friends when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. And for a few years during that time, she was also a neighbor. So, there's that interaction, but working here, I mean, in adoption, and what drew me is just obviously for what so many people are drawn to, the concept and idea of building families and being part of such a beautiful process. Obviously, there's grief involved for all parties as well, but it's just a beautiful process, and being able to work in an area that kind of seeps into the core of who you are. It's in my blood now. It's who I am. I, you know, the bumper stickers on the car, any chance I get to talk about adoption, I'm going to. So, you know, I'm not sure that there was a specific draw, but when I found myself applying, for employment with Adoption Associates and ultimately accepting the position, I was just thrilled. And little did I know how great this work would become and how important it would become to me personally too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that shows in your work. It really does. And all of that in this work that you do day in and day out, is there a favorite thing that you love to do? Is there a favorite role that you have within your job description?
Okay, so there's a lot of things that I love doing with my work. And obviously, we have limited time on the podcast today, so I'll try to keep that in mind. But just being able to connect with people is something that is important to me. You know, the podcast is a ton of fun too, but working with birth mothers is something that I find to be just a blessing in my life, to work with these women who are so selfless and so brave. And in each and every case, for me to bear witness to their strengths and to see them place their own needs really second to what they believe is in the best interest of their child has been moving, to say the least, for me, and life-changing to witness this, and to witness couples become parents through adoption because of the grace and love of a birth mother as well. So these are such intimate times in the lives of adoptive couples, in the lives of these birth mothers who, you know, may be finding themselves in very difficult circumstances, and just being able to play a role in that, to support her, particularly if she doesn't have that support somewhere else, I take very seriously as well. So I just love that part of the work. Another part of the work that I love is the community involvement and contact in the form of presentations and in-services that we are able to give to different groups, whether it be a community-based group, a hospital-based group, an OB office, just different organizations that invite us in to speak about adoption and to educate their staff. I love doing that because there are still so many misconceptions in the work of adoption. So that's an opportunity, I think, to address some of those.
Absolutely, and further educate people on adoption and the work and the gift. And, yeah, all of that. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. You've been with Adoption Associates now for 12 years, like as you previously mentioned. What has surprised you most in working in the field of adoption?
Okay, so
and is it the love? Is it, the gift?
Yeah, all of it. I think I'm quite honestly, I've been surprised by all of it. I've been surprised about how it has impacted me personally, how it has changed the way I view the formation of a family and these couples who come and, in essence, almost bear their soul through the home study process in order to provide a home to a child and to become parents through adoption. You know, just seeing both sides of that has been surprising. The misconceptions that exist in adoption about the reasons and motivations that women have when they're making an adoption plan. Truly, this is a decision made from love. There's no question about it. The women that we work with who are voluntarily choosing adoption do so because they love their child so very much. And so the misconceptions, I think, have been so surprising for me, too. And then again, I mentioned it earlier, what's been surprising is to me is how personally impacted I have been about by the work and how much I just love this work. I would have never known 12 years ago that I not only would we be doing a podcast, but that I would be disconnected to the work of adoption. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's wonderful. And I think that speaks, again, to your dedication to the work and to the community that and the families and the women that you serve. And on that, I think this is a good time to, you touched upon it a few minutes ago, but speaking to the community involvement and to the work that's done up in the mid-Michigan area, there's some exciting changes coming along. And I would love for you to share with our listeners some of the changes in the mid-Michigan area and what we are looking forward to.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited, actually, about doing that. And so for those of you that are listening, we want to go ahead and right off the bat extend an invitation to you to the open house event that we have that's going on September 15th. It's a Saturday, just a few weeks away. And this is a celebration of adoption, and it's a celebration of the growth of services in the mid-Michigan area. And so what has happened, you know, in the 12 years that I have been with the agency is that we have kind of grown and transformed and changed over the years. And so we are opening this new location that I sit in right now as I speak with you in Freeland. It's at 115 South Main Street. And we have great plans and great hope for God's blessings for the women and the families that will be served through this office. This has been a long time coming and a lot of prayer and hard work and dedication that have gone into the opening of this office, down to every minute detail, to every photo that's been hung on the wall. And we are really excited to share this with our community. This office geographically serves Genesee County, Isabella County, Midland County, Saginaw Bay, and then more northern regions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just an opportunity to reach out in a different, better way to women who are in unplanned pregnancies that maybe weren't aware of our presence in this area. It's also the same opportunity for adoptive families, and we've already received great feedback from not only the community but from prospective clients about wanting to get involved. Also, a big shout out to numerous sponsors and donors that have so generously come forward to assist us in this event. And so, talking more about the event itself, you know, the intention was to, you know, have an open house, kind of like any other open house, and, you know, do our thing, right? We'll have a little bit of fun and some kids events, and it'll be great. Well, this thing has just grown and grown and blossomed and blossomed more than we could have imagined, and so grateful for that. But we've got bounce houses, and we've got food, and we've got kids activities, and we've got the Lions Club with hot dogs and pizza, and we've got Cabela's coming with their own staff and kids events and activities, the fire department, state police, just on and on and on and on. And so one of the things also that has just kind of grown from the open house is now we're having a silent auction too, and that was not part of the plan, but we've just, as I said before, received so many wonderful contributions from generous donors, and we want to use those in a really positive way. And so we'll be inviting anyone who's interested not only to come and attend and bring your kids and enjoy the fun festivities, but also take a look at some of the silent auction items that we have. You know, I meant to have that list in front of me right now, and I don't, but there are lots of great things that we've got. So I think upwards of 25 or so different items. And then we also have hourly door prize drawings. So definitely stop by. You can't miss us. We're on Main Street. There's going to be police trucks and bounce houses. So you can't drive through town and not see us. Or if you are interested in contacting us by phone just to ask some more questions or get more details, we would obviously love to hear from you as well. And the local number is 989-497-5437.
Absolutely. Well, I can attest to the excitement and to the celebration that it will be on September 15th. It is going to be amazing, and I am looking forward to it, as I know several other people in the surrounding areas are. So we cannot wait to support you and the work that you've done, and we also cannot thank you enough for sharing your time with us today and letting us get to know you better and being our guest today, Jennifer. So thank you so much.
Thank you. This was a bit of a fun role reversal for me. So thank you, Chris, for doing this.
Good. Absolutely. Absolutely. For our listeners looking to connect with AAI and or learn more about the open house in Freeland that Jennifer was talking about, you are welcome to contact her locally at the number she gave, or please feel free to contact us at our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-677-2367, or you can connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net, as well as through social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you. Please join us again in 2 weeks as we continue our series, when we will be meeting the staff of Adoption Associates and having a conversation with the director of our Lansing office, Nancy Cannon. For now, this is Chris on Adoption Focus Podcast. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day. Thanks again, Jen.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.